Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is of Circlecraft Studies from 2012, where Selena discussed various ways of celebrating the fall equinox and attuning to autumn.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to explore some old and new ways to celebrate fall equinox and to welcome in the autumnal season. I'd like to begin with a chant that I created a number of years ago and which I lead as part of fall equinox celebrations, both personal ones and ones within our community. The words are, we give thanks for the harvest, we give thanks for abundance, we give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. And the melody goes like this, and as I sing it, I invite you to take a few moments and call to mind what you are thankful for at this time of harvest, at this time of abundance. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. Fall equinox will happen in 2012, this coming Saturday, September 22nd, in the Central Time Zone, 9:49 a.m. And while you can celebrate fall equinox right at that point of equinox, you also can be celebrating it for several days leading up to it and in the first part of the autumnal season. There are a variety of different themes connected with fall equinox celebration. One of the most common is that of bounty and abundance. The fruits, the vegetables, nuts, and other produce are in great abundance in many places in temperate North America and Europe. And harvesting season is underway, reaping the bounty from nature, storing it away to guide us through the coming months. And so bounty linked in with harvest are two really important themes. They date back to olden times, and not only connecting with the fall equinox, the time when the day and the night are of equal length, but of this whole harvest season. Some do fall equinox celebrations right at the equinox. Some welcome in fall and harvest and celebrate the bounty at the full moon that's closest to the fall equinox, often called the harvest moon. One of the reasons harvest moon got its name is that before the time of electrical lighting, that was a time to bring the harvest in because the full moon would bring some illumination. And those farmers and others assisting farmers and farmhands would all be gathering together to bring in all the bounty while the weather is good and the harvest conditions were appropriate. There's also a holiday associated with fall equinox and the harvest moon known as the harvest home. And in ancient times, this was literally bringing the harvest in, the harvest home. And I'd like to share with you a traditional chant that comes from the past. Harvest home, harvest home. We have plowed, we have sowed, we have reaped, we have mowed, we have brought home every load. Hip, 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 harvest home. And that chant and some variations was done in connection with bringing in the last of the harvest. Some of the customs that date back in old times was taking of the last of the wheat that was coming in, a bundle of wheat, and turning it into a kind of doll, dressing it in clothing, and letting that represent the goddess of the harvest. Sometimes a human, female, would be perched up atop the last load of the wheat that was being brought in, and she was the harvest queen. There are many different harvest traditions. One thing that I learned in going to the Cornish Festival nearby where I live in the old village of Mineral Point, Wisconsin, is a tradition of taking that last sheaf of wheat and doing something known as crying the neck, actually making some calls out as that's ritually harvested. Sometimes that last of the harvest was kept and placed up in a barn as a symbol of good luck. Some related that last of the harvest with the crone, and a wheat weaving would be made of the old woman or the crone, she who harvests. Many different variations of harvest customs. But in creating your own fall equinox celebrations, some things that you can take from the past are some of the ancient symbols. A scythe or a sickle, a sheaf of wheat, or in the Americas, corn is often being brought in at this time of year, corn or maize. Paying attention to what's going on in your local environment in terms of agriculture and what's in season and what's being harvested, and having those be harvest symbols. Corn stalks often are bundled up and set around as decorations in the public squares of villages and towns and cities. And some people also do these at their home. Certainly one of the things that I like doing at this time of year is gathering apples. And one of our fall equinox traditions is making apple cider. So we not only have apples that we gather in as part of our celebration from the trees that grow on Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve and from some orchards and other places nearby, we do apple cider making and do a toast to the bounty of nature as part of our harvest celebration. So baskets of apples and gourds, and as pumpkins are coming on, depending on where you live, those too are starting to be present and used as harvest symbols. Another symbol connected with this time of year, not only amongst people taking part in some form of pagan practice, but in popular culture, is that of the scarecrow. And scarecrows were literally put out into gardens and into fields to scare crows away so that it would maximize the harvest that the humans would take rather than the wildlife would take in. One year at our fall equinox celebration, we had the crafting of scarecrows and had that as something we could take back into our homes as a symbol of the season. Some other themes for fall equinox, in addition to the bounty and abundance in nature and harvest, is that of Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving for this bounty and the harvest. But as in the chant that I wrote, it is a great time to give thanksgiving for not only the bounty in nature, but looking at other things that you've harvested in the past year in your life. What kinds of blessings have come your way? Certainly developing a form of thanksgiving and appreciation as part of spiritual practice is good on a daily basis. But of all the festivals in the year, this is the pagan Thanksgiving in many traditions, and certainly in the Circle Craft tradition, that's another name for it, the pagan Thanksgiving. I'd like to share with you a ritual that I developed. It's the Harvest Thanksgiving ritual for fall equinox. This can be done as a solitary practice, but I created it originally for community practice, and it's that way that I'll be sharing it tonight. Those preparing for this celebration and ritual should each bring to the ritual at least one fruit or vegetable or some nuts, or some other part of the harvest that would serve as an offering to be given during the ceremony and to be worked with as a tool of bounty. And there is a meditation connected with this that's related to each of the sacred directions and their associated element and dimension in the Circle Craft tradition, which is north, is the element earth, the physical realm. In the east, the element air, in the mental realm. In the south, the element fire, in the behavioral realm. In the west, the element of water, in the emotional realm. And in the center, that of spirit, the fifth element, which brings those four elements together and is both divine as one and divine as many, and this is the spiritual realm that interpenetrates all the other realms that are in the sacred circle. Those taking part in the ceremony gather, the person serving as the facilitator guides the meditation. I invite you, as I share this, to imagine that you have with you a symbol of the harvest, a particular type of fruit or vegetable or some other symbol of nature's bounty. So in the next few moments of quiet, call to mind yourself in this great circle of Harvest Thanksgiving that we all will be joining in the next few moments. Experience yourself moving to the circle, having your harvest symbol and offering in your hands. And now that we've gathered, the ritual begins. As we hold our harvest offering in our hands, let us give thanks for the harvest of blessings in our lives over the past year. Now let us face the north. As we face the north, we connect with the powers of the element earth and call to mind blessings of the physical realm in our lives in the past year. Reflect on blessings you have received pertaining to your physical health, your home, finances, and material possessions. For blessings of earth, we give thanks. For blessings of earth, we give thanks. For blessings of earth, we give thanks. Now let us face the east. As we face the east, we connect with the powers of the element air and call to mind blessings of the mental realm in our lives in the past year. Reflect on blessings you have received pertaining to learnings, classes, studies, books and articles you've read, and other ways you have grown in knowledge and wisdom. For blessings of air, we give thanks. For blessings of air, we give thanks. For blessings of air, we give thanks. And turning and facing the south. As we face the south, we connect with the powers of the element fire and call to mind blessings of the behavioral realm in our lives in the past year. Reflect on blessings you have received pertaining to your work, hobbies, accomplishments, travels, and creations. For blessings of fire, we give thanks. For blessings of fire, we give thanks. For blessings of fire, we give thanks. Turning now with our offerings in our hands, we face the West. As we face the West, we connect with the powers of the element water and call to mind blessings of the emotional realm in our lives in the past year. Reflect on blessings you have received pertaining to your relational life, friendships, emotional healing, and support, and ways you have grown socially and emotionally. For blessings of water, we give thanks. For blessings of water, we give thanks. For blessings of water, we give thanks. And now we face the center and let that be our focus. As we face the center, we connect with the powers of spirit, that which connects us with each other, with the sacred directions and elements, and with the divine in many forms, and that is the unity of all that is. Let us call to mind blessings of the spiritual realm in our lives in the past year. Reflect on sacred connections with divine forms, on spiritual guidance and insights, on experiences with spiritual community, on visits to sacred sites, on transformative dreams and visions, and on other forms of spiritual growth. For blessings of spirit, we give thanks. For blessings of spirit, we give thanks. For blessings of spirit, we give thanks. Now, let us softly and repeatedly chant our thanksgivings to the Divine Ones. Let us call out sacred names of the goddesses, gods, and other divine forms that have blessed us in the past year. Focus on the divine as one and the divine as many, on specific forms of the divine in the next few moments of quiet. Divine Ones, thank you. Divine Ones, thank you. Divine Ones, thank you. And now, imagine that you and the others, each of us gathered here in this meditation, all go forth to a central altar with an enormous cornucopia. We place our pieces of fruit, our pieces of the harvest, nuts and vegetables, grains. We place them in the cornucopia as we join together in the harvest Thanksgiving chant. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. And as we all join together in that chant and place our harvest thanksgiving offerings in the cornucopia, together as one, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. So mote it be. And now, as you shift from the meditation, reflect on some ways that you might have celebrated fall equinox and the harvest and the bounty of nature in the past. And consider some ways that you are planning to celebrate this year. Consider some ways that you may be starting a tradition, adding something to your celebration this year that you can continue on your own and with your household or with family and friends, with community. I'd like to share some symbols of fall equinox that you may want to use in decorating your home, your altar, or other places that you frequent. The cornucopia, ancient pagan symbol of plenty, is an excellent ritual tool that you can use in ceremonies, and it's also a wonderful thing to have around your home. Place in it those items you've gathered from nature at this time of year and create an arrangement in a sacred way and as a way of connecting you with the bounty. A cauldron, fill it with apples that you've gathered yourself, either from trees or gotten from friends or from a local farmer's market or grocery. Go out into nature and gather some colored leaves. Press them between pages in a book, or you may want to iron them between wax paper, or you could use them in a whole host of other ways to help preserve them, or just take them as they are and place them in a bowl or in baskets, literally bringing in some of the colors of the changing season into autumn into your home. Gather acorns and have a bowl of acorns. Or gather some other kinds of nuts and have them around as a symbol of the harvest. Place a wreath, a harvest wreath, on your front door, perhaps making it out of grapevines that you can find at this time of year or acquiring it from a craft store and weaving in some sprigs of colored leaves and goldenrod and other beautiful symbols of the colors of autumn. What are some other possibilities for welcoming in fall equinox? Well, another theme is balance. This is the time that the daylight and the darkness of evening, the days and the night, are of equal length. If you have work to do to bring more balance into your life, fall equinox is a really powerful time to work on that balance, just as the other equinox, spring equinox, is. Call to mind what you seek to balance. You may want to do an assessment and balancing of the five dimensions of your life associated with the five elements of nature that are part of the Circle Craft tradition. So just as in our Harvest Thanksgiving meditation and ceremony, earth, air, fire, water, spirit are linked with body, mind, actions, feelings, and soul, you can take that same patterning and reflect on your body and what balance it may need by doing an earth meditation, connecting with air as you reflect on the balance of what you take in terms of learnings and reading materials and what you speak about. Another form of mental balance is listening in contrast to speaking. For the activity realm or the behavioral realm, one dimension of balance to look at: work versus rest. Assertiveness versus just flowing with things. So really look at how you connect with will and activity and creations. Looking at relations. To connect with the realm of water and the relational realm. What kind of balance do you want to bring to relationships? And then the fifth element, spirit. Looking at your spiritual life. Paying attention to the various aspects of how spirituality plays itself out in your daily life. What kind of balance do you need to bring to your daily life in the realm of spirituality? After doing the meditation, I would suggest that you do journaling to write down some of your reflections, your observations, and the inspirations. You get particular messages about some things to do to bring greater balance to your life, then make a note of those. And then as you look over what you've written, select one of those concepts, messages to implement. And let that be your focus as you go into the start of the autumn season. Well, of course, we have the beginning of autumn, which is what fall equinox is the marker for. What is autumn about? Autumn is changing colors in the forest as the colder temperatures come on, as the days get shorter and the nights get longer. It is a time not only for harvest, but for preparing for the colder time of year. Some wonderful autumnal activities include kindling fires, hearth fires, bonfires, taking out capes and warmer clothing to deal with the chilling temperatures, taking walks in the woods and in the fields, appreciating the changes that are happening. Autumn is also a time where many people get together and celebrate the coming of the colder temperatures with harvest parties and rituals, gathering in wood, and really appreciating the balances that are in nature. So as you think about fall equinox coming up, how might you celebrate it this year? One of the things that has its roots in olden times and in pagan practices, especially over the past 100 years, is that of taking the equinox times and connecting with what is known as the magical tides. If you have some change that you would like to start having happen in your life, something you want to bring to you, something that you want to get underway, then several days before equinox, or even the night before the equinox, do a ceremony. Focus your attention and your intention on sending forth energy for the manifestation of that change. There's said to be two great tides in the year, the fall equinox and the spring equinox. And while certainly one can work on spiritual affirmations and magical workings at any of the holidays, the equinoxes are especially propitious times for doing this kind of work. So how to celebrate equinox this time? Here are some ways in summary. Take time out and reflect on what you're thankful for. Do some type of Thanksgiving ritual. Take part in some kind of harvest activity. Decorate your home place with symbols of the season. Take time out to reflect on balance. Center and balance yourself with a meditation. Take a walk in the woods, in the fields. Get out and enjoy the beauty of autumn as it arrives. Study about autumn customs and traditions. Work with the five elements of nature as part of your fall equinox celebrations. Do an honoring of the equal day, equal night at fall equinox dawn, greeting the day as it comes on. At the pointed equinox in the morning, and or at sunset on equinox day. Make a note of traditions that you have kept going over the years, customs and lore that you have experienced associated with fall equinox. Talk to others about how they celebrate. Create your own chant and or ritual or meditation of fall equinox Thanksgiving. Celebrate fall equinox. Attune yourself to the season. Take time as part of personal practice and join in with others in some way. These are some ways to celebrate fall equinox, and I wish you all a great equinox celebration. And now in the last part of our show, I invite David and Jeanette to share some of what may have been exchanged in the chat, and share their own experiences. We welcome David and Jeanette and the voices of those in chat and those who may want to call in and share an experience. There is time to do this. 347-308-8222. Well, happy fall.
Hello, happy fall. How are you?
Good. We've got fall in the air here in Wisconsin. It's very cool today in the 50s degree Fahrenheit, and tonight it's actually going down into the 30s. A little bit of frost was spotted out in these parts in recent nights, and there may be frost again tonight. Definitely a sign that fall is on its way, even though it's not officially here yet. We definitely have fall coming in.
Yeah, that's nice. It's still a little warm here, but, it's starting to cool down, and we just had our first big, wet weather event of the fall. We've needed a lot of rain here. We haven't had much this summer, so we're thankful for that. And it's interesting, in listening to what you were describing, the one that I'd never heard of was this turning the tides?
Yes, and that is more commonplace in pagan traditions that draw inspiration, rituals, and traditions from hermetic ways, ceremonial magic. And the idea is just as with a full moon, and one is seeking to work at full moon time to work with the cycles, you get the full moon on its waxing side, just as it's turning full, to do healing work and work for like blessing a home, that type of thing. Same principle has been applied to that of the equinoxes. I'm wondering if any of those who are in the chat tonight have had any experience doing that type of work in connection with the fall equinox and or the spring equinox.
I know we have, and I hadn't heard of that until you had mentioned it. One of the things that we've done a few different times in rituals are rituals designed to help weigh the balance and what you're out of balance with your life, similar to how you have described it.
Yeah, and really there's different ways to approach the balance. Some people will, as part of their rituals, create an altar with balance of items, arrangements that give an outwardly depiction of the balance that they're seeking to have in their life, and that can be really a wonderful addition to one's balancing work. And certainly being able to pay attention to when the sun rises and the sun sets on those days leading up to equinox and right afterwards, paying attention to the darkening of the overall day, the shortening of, or moving more towards the whole equinox time right now. So yes, the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. So part of fall equinox is paying attention to this change. There are some places in the Americas and other parts of the world where sacred sites have equinox markers. Certainly, there's been a lot of literature pointing out solstice markers at sacred sites, but equinox markers also are part of the mix. What comes to mind is a place in Mexico where an ancient pyramid gets a balance of light and shadow that actually looks like the feathered serpent of old Mexican lore moving up and down the pyramid, the step pyramid at this time. Chaco Canyon, different native people, different part of the world, southwestern United States, has a disc which is called the Sun Dagger, and it not only marks solstice points but equinox points as well. So we know from, these are some examples of sacred sites in the Americas where people had alignments with equinox. So we know that paying attention to the equinox and marking it at sacred sites is something that's been around for a really long time. I'm wondering how you all are planning on celebrating equinox this year.
Maybe a blessing.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be, it's interesting, we'll probably do something, well, we will end up doing something this weekend ourselves, probably on Sunday, but the day before, we are going to be leading a baby blessing. There's a small group of women who get together. One of the women is someone who has been to the classes that we lead publicly, and she asked us to do a baby blessing. Well, we're going to incorporate that into their fall equinox, their Maven ritual on Saturday.
That sounds really fabulous. And yes, you use Maven as a name for fall equinox. Fall equinox has a variety of different names in some, depending on the tradition. And some call it fall equinox or autumnal equinox or Maven or Maven. As I mentioned, Harvest Home, while not necessarily specifically occurring right on fall equinox, every time a Harvest Home would be celebrated, some people have taken that ancient name for the harvest time and applied it to their own celebrations. Michaelmas is another name that this time period got during the Middle Ages in Europe, a festival associated with Saint Michael. And I really enjoy the different traditions we've had at Circle Sanctuary over the years, in addition to a cornucopia and the tradition of placing offerings there as expressions of thanks. After the ceremony, we take those offerings and we take them out on the land and leave them there as symbols of appreciation to the ancient ones, to the divine as one and as many. When we pick our symbols to be placed in the cornucopia for the rite, one of the things that I have pointed out is that it's important to take as an offering, harvest offering, the best of what you've received rather than something perhaps that's been harvested that's a bit gnarly or worm-infested or whatever, such as an apple. No, take a really good quality symbol of the harvest. In addition to putting forth objects, we also have apple cider, as I mentioned before. I've made some other beverages from the teas of herbs that I've harvested, and we'll do libations. That's another way of expressing thanks. Creating something from nature's bounty at this time of year and creating it in liquid form. Some groups use mead, some use cider, some use wine, some use beer or grape juice, some kind of herb tea such as a mint tea, and that can be a wonderful way of expressing thanks. In recent years at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we have had a country fair themed festival. In addition to having a ritual, we've had a variety of different workshops, all connected with the harvest time. We have pie judging contests, and this year, for the first time, we're actually adding some gaming with such as you'd find at a country fair, some carnival-type games. And so feasting, of course, is a long-established tradition for harvest festivals. And some people will celebrate Lunasa as the first of the harvest, fall equinox, or Mabon as the main harvest festival, or the second harvest festival, and Samhain at the end of October as the last of the harvest. So there is also the tradition of having like the triple harvest festivals out of the wheel of the year. In the circle craft tradition, we certainly acknowledge that triplicity, but our main focus with Thanksgiving is at this fall equinox time, for certainly there are so many things that are in great abundance at this time of year. It's things have ripened, the time to harvest seeds and roots, as well as leaves and flowers on the herbs, and to gather in nuts from the trees and berries such as staghorn or smooth sumac berries that time to harvest them is right after the first frost. It's usually around the fall equinox up in these parts. So there are many different traditions that can be developed around fall equinox. And certainly for us, we're going to be putting some of those traditions in action on Saturday, September 22nd at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. I'm going to do a workshop this year on mullein magic and talk about not only harvesting mullein leaves from the first year plants, it's a biennial herb, but harvesting the stalks of the mullein and using those as hag's tapers, as they were known, or witches' candles. And they can be really a wonderful addition to dried arrangements in the home, but it also can be used in the old ways of dipping them into wax and setting them ablaze as a kind of herbal torch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wood gathering is well underway in these parts. And on our altar, in addition to having apples and squash and gourds and some of the herbs and apples and other things that you might consider traditional harvest symbols, we often will have some oak wood because we harvest the wood and heat our buildings, at least in part, with wood. And we use wood as part of our bonfires throughout the year. So this is a grand time for gathering the wood. So I'm wondering, any other comments before we do our closing?
Folks kind of commenting on what you've been discussing here with the different options of things to use for your altars and thinking about fall, you know, in the area. I mean, this is sort of a what was nice today was here in the D.C. area, it was cloudy and rain. There was some rain that came through. And looking outside, it's starting to feel like the fall is starting to happen around here. And, you know, our tree is starting to lose its leaves. Our cherry tree in the front yard has already started losing its leaves, which it usually does around the beginning or so of September. So that's really the kickoff there, that it's winter's coming. You know, it's time to start, you know, it's the balance time. And I always enjoy this time of year, the balance of the fall equinox, you know, the idea of that it's between, you know, it's from the light to the dark time of the year, and that shift of things and the focus of where our lives are going.
Yeah, and I do think that wherever one may be, as one of the Sabbaths comes up, to take even a few moments out of the day of the Sabbath time or a day leading up to it or close to it to just go and observe nature around you. What are the plants doing? What are creatures doing? What do you notice? Not only visually, but listening to the sounds. What do you feel in the air? The smells of the season. And whenever possible, go into a place where there's lots of different natural forms, but certainly whether you're in an urban area, suburban area, or rural area, you know, the season's going to be playing itself out. And one of the most important things about doing ceremonies to celebrate the turning of the wheel of the year is to help yourself get in tune with that. So in closing, I invite all who are listening to join me in a simple chant. Welcome fall, welcome fall, welcome fall, one and all. Happy fall equinox, everyone. And I invite those of you who wish to continue the fall equinox celebration to join me on Twitter and to join me on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates on Facebook, and on Twitter, Selena_Fox. I'll be continuing the celebration of fall equinox then. And for all our listeners now and later who may be in the Southern Hemisphere, thank you for tuning in to our fall equinox celebration, and I wish you a happy spring equinox.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.